A beautiful afternoon in Market Square, the medieval castle towers above. No surprise then that we're in Castletown. Castle Rushen was originally built in 1265 for a Norse king. It's been added to by successive rulers and housed kings and lords of Man. It's also been a prison and a mint. Plenty of history and heritage in Castletown. There's the old House of Keys, the location of Tynwald, until it moved to Douglas in 1874. Castletown was the island's capital until 1869. There's also the old grammar school, the Nautical Museum, and the Bailey Scott Design Police Station. Castletown, well, it can trace its roots back to 1090. Now it's one of the island's four town local authorities. That happened back in 1883. Well, we're pretty near the Smelt Memorial, built for the former Governor Cornelius Smelt. It's known locally as the Candlestick, as they ran out of money for the statue to go on the top. With me is soon-to-be former Commissioner Alwyn Collister. And, well, that's the history briefly, Alwyn. And what are the current issues that need to be addressed by a now-to-be-reduced number of seven commissioners once they're elected?
It's rather strange, actually, Tim, that, yes, you're saying seven members to be elected. There are nine members standing. If we had not changed to seven seats, there would have been no election. Isn't that rather strange?
Well, what's ahead of them?
What's ahead of them? Not an easy task. I don't think so. We have asked over the years for more responsibility, but we've now been given more responsibility, and I'm not saying it's power we wanted. We didn't want power, we wanted more responsibility, but it's come without any finance, not long-term finance. And that will be the first thing that will come up, I'm sure, in their first year.
We can hear, actually, the final bits and pieces to the square regeneration are going on as we talk.
Well, it's the snag list they're going round on now, and there's quite a few little bits still to tie up, and there's one or two more lights to be put up.
That caused quite a bit of a stir, didn't it, in the town, the whole works and the length it took?
It caused...
Especially amongst traders.
It caused a lot of disruption, and we're very sorry for that. And it unfortunately started at the wrong time of the year. It started in the summer. But what we can say now, it's ready for this summer. And I think it is necessary, no matter what people say, I think it is necessary for people to come and be able to park for a short time to do their shopping and then move on.
You're always going to get the visitors. We mentioned the heritage sites, and tourists to the island will come to Castletown. How are you going to attract the shoppers back to the town? Because we do have empty units. It does look as if it needs a bit of regeneration in Arbury and Maloo Street.
But this morning, for instance, we had a coach party from Leamington Spa in Warwickshire. And
you're always going to get them, but how are you going to get the locals back here?
If you've got adequate parking, you've got to have that. So we've got short-stay parking here, we've got short-stay in the grammar school, we've asked the business people to park further away from the town, we've allocated 24 berths on the outskirts with no restriction. We don't make people pay very much in Castletown. Not like Douglas. They're not charged a great deal and charged nothing for parking in Castletown.
Other issues then, housing. Castletown hasn't got much room to expand, has it? You've got a small population, really, of what, just over 3,000 people in all.
That has been a worry for me for the last 10 years. The young person has not had the opportunity to buy a first-time house in Castletown. Our boundaries are very small, if you think about how far we go out.
And you're limited as well with the airport.
We're limited. Very, very sorry that Meadowgate didn't get the planning it was required some 8-9 years ago now. Everything seemed to be put in our path, and we need to get first-time buyers. All the young people in the last 10 years have had to go out of Castletown to buy somewhere else. That's not right. Property in Castletown, and I mean some of the old property, is very expensive. And the first-time buyer, it's out of the question. They just can't do it. And the last lot of houses that were built at Knockrushen, some of them are £1 million. Well, that's not first time buyer property.
Retiring commissioner, after 40 years in post, Alwyn Collister. I did talk to shoppers and traders in Castletown. Plenty of chat and views, but nobody prepared to talk into the mic. Issues most frequently mentioned were new blood in the commissioners, retail units up and running rather than flats, first time buyer housing, and everybody in the town pulling in the same direction rather than fighting against each other. One person has told Manx Radio they have received manifestos from five of the nine candidates standing, and not one mentions what the voter terms the elephant in the room, Callow's Yard.